Recording in progress.
Yeah. So collective spaces, in particular formations, also come to being and then come to an end. And it's important for us to just be aware of that and fully appreciate what we've got when we come to spaces like this, when we come to practice collectively and create a community together. So this evening will be in kind of two parts. And yeah, we've been exploring the point of stillness over the last 5 days. And I was talking quite a bit about creating spaces, safe spaces, but what I really mean is safe refuges. You know, when we can create a refuge within our hearts, within our experience, and that can be collectively and individually experienced. And we've been in this archetypal realm, and we had Amoghasiddhi and White Tara and Green Tara as well as our companions. So on one level we were entering an archetypal realm, and on another level we were in the realm of a Sangha, in the realm of a community practicing together. And all of us have been on a retreat journey together. And each one of you would have made an individual journey. So a journey which was influenced by your particular conditions of where you are right now and what's happening in the midst of your life, the turning world that you're part of. And also, we've been creating collective conditions together. So in the first part, I think I want us to take this opportunity where we can maybe hear the poem from T.S. Eliot one more time, and that enter us in a space of reflection, so we can have an opportunity to reflect on the last 5 days and reflect on the learnings. And some of it you've shared already in the previous session, but it might be something else could have arisen from hearing what each other were saying in the last session. So it's an opportunity to just go in your mind and reflect what really happened over that 5 days that we've had together for you. And then think about what learning can you take forwards into the new year. And again, some of you already formulated quite concrete intentions, but maybe there is an opportunity to look at either a more general intention, or it could be a more particular intention. And what I'd like us to do is after a period of reflection, we'll start chanting a mantra. And when we're chanting that mantra, it's an opportunity to make an offering to the shrine. So in a way, you can offer that intention, what you're hoping to take from this retreat into the world, Yeah, you can do that ritually by making an offering to a shrine. And I thought, what mantra to chant? And I've been really taken by being in the realm of the White Tara, and at the same time, finishing this retreat means that we are finishing particular conditions and we are stepping possibly more fully into the world. So maybe we'll call on the Green Tara when we're chanting and making our offerings. And really, Green Tara will chant it in a simple way. And Green Tara has got the Tara in there. So it can be Green Tara, White Tara, it can be any Tara that can help us on the way, making that transition from this retreat into the world. So that will be the first part. And in the second part, I think we will go straight away into that. So we will do a retreat metta together. And we'll have a period of cultivating metta for ourselves, firstly. And then we'll have an opportunity to bring to mind everyone on this retreat. So in that stage, I'm going to read out the names of each one of you and also people who were here with us during the 5 days and might not necessarily be here now. So we'll have that stage where we can bring each other to mind and really send kindness and gratitude to each other. And then we'll have in the third stage more turning into the world and turning towards being with people that we will meet from this retreat, where we're making that transition and bring them to mind, and also a bit more widely, all beings out there. And I really loved when Vimalachitta was saying about her dog yesterday. I think I really forgot, and I get reminded almost every year how scary New Year is for some creatures, for some beings. So in that third stage, you know, we can bring to mind everybody we will be meeting, but also more widely, all the beings, and including all those animals and other sentient beings. And when we've done that, we'll transfer merit, and then we'll have a concluding mantra. Yeah, now let's just start us in that mantra. And then we'll just sit for a little bit longer, and that will be our practice for this evening. So, yeah. Let's enter this world of ending our collective space by practicing and ritually marking this ending. So I invite you to set yourself up in a sitting posture, unless you need to be lying down, so be kind to yourself and do what's needed, what will serve you for the next while. at the still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshless, neither from nor towards, at the still point, there the dance is. But neither arrest nor movement, and do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered. Neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point. There would be no dance, and there is only the dance. I can only say, there we have been, but I cannot say where, and I cannot say how long, for that is to place it in time. The inner freedom from the practical desire, the release from action and suffering, release from the inner and the outer compulsion, yet surrounded by a grace of sense, a white light, still and moving, urban without motion, concentration without elimination, both a new world and the old made explicit, understood in the completion of its partial ecstasy, the resolution of its partial horror, yet the enchantment of past and future, woven in the weakness of the changing body, protects mankind from heaven and damnation, which flesh cannot endure. Time passed and time future allow but little consciousness. To be conscious is not to be in time, but only in time can the moment in the rose garden, the moment in the arbor where the rain beat, the moment in the draughty church at smokefall, the moment be remembered, involved with past and future. Only through time, time is conquered.
Thank you.
period of reflection on our journeys.
tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha. Om ta re tu ta re tu re swaha.
So with the blessings of all Taras, allowing ourselves to rest in kindly awareness, wishing ourselves well.
wishing well our fellow practitioners. Rukman. Khadija. Jay. Sue. Vimalachitta. Kemini. Milly. Gohiyasaki. Louise. Kalpna. Books. Natalie. Kathy. Pamela. Catherine. Liz. Nikki. Sujayani. Anushka. Chris. Amanda. Caddy. Christopher. Marissa. Rash. Sheetal. Teresa. Claudia. Sanjay. Julia. Mirianthi. Lisa. Patricia. Bodilila. Prananita. Bringing to mind people we may be going towards as we come to an end of this retreat, people we may meet in our next days. Wishing them well. And extending that to all humans and all sentient beings. transferring our merits for the benefit of all beings. May the merit gained.
May the merit gained. In my acting thus.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
My personality throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Are serviceable in many ways.
Are serviceable in many ways.
To the infinite number of beings.
To the infinite number of beings.
Inhabiting limitless space.
Inhabiting limitless space.
So may I become.
So may I become.
That which maintains all beings.
That which maintains all beings.
Situated throughout space.
Situated throughout space.
So long as all have not attained.
So long as all have not attained.
To peace.
To peace.
Sabbe sata suki hontu. Sabbe sata suki hontu. Sabbe sata suki hontu. Sabbe sata suki. Sabbe sata suki hontu. Sabbe sata suki hontu. Sabbe sata. And that brings us to a close of this session, this concluding session, and also to a close of our retreat. And I'd like to invite Bodhilila to come and appear in a form as well as a sound. And yeah, just one more time, a huge, huge gratitude to all of you for coming together and practicing so we can make a big difference in this turning world. And throughout all the sessions that we've had, we've always said, take a great care in the transitions. So we've been on a journey together over this period of time, over the 5 days. And as T.S. Eliot said, you know, time is out of time. So 5 days, who knows how long we've been on this journey. And when you coming and turning into another world, coming off a retreat, it's important to take great care in that transition. And often, usually, we travel and make our journeys, but here we just press a button and we're off. And then we might open the door and there is somebody else there straight away. So just really take care in this transition. And we've gathered lots of stillness over this period of time. So it's also where there is stillness, there is energy. So maybe take care what happens with that energy as you press that button on the screen. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much, Pranyanita, for that really lovely evening. Certainly I felt I went very deep there. You held it so beautifully. And yeah, it is difficult surfacing and then going out into the world. I think sometimes we can not realise quite how intense, how deep we've gone on a retreat until we're off the retreat. And it takes time sometimes to process what's happened on a retreat, sometimes weeks or whatever. So just echoing what Pranyanita said about taking a lot of care. People you interact with probably haven't been on retreat. And you may be a lot more sensitive and open than you're aware. And yeah, it's been such a joy practicing with you all these few days and at such a significant time of the year. And yeah. I'm not feeling very verbal, but do we want to say anything about what next?
I think we do. Because as something is finishing and ending, there are new things that might be coming into being. And I'd just like to really invite you, if you enjoy practicing together with our community, Bodhilila will be doing a retreat with Paramananda on the 23rd
to the 29th of January.
So it will be sky
with roots in the sky.
So you're most welcome to join us on the retreat then.
Slightly different timings, that one. So there'll be an early morning meditation, but the evenings will be free, just to let you know.
And Bodhilila will be also starting a course on Wednesday nights. I think it will be on the 19th of January. And
With Maitri Pushpa.
With Maitri Pushpa, yeah. So you're welcome to join on that course, and it will be on the factors of enlightenment.
Yes, the 7 awakening factors. But a lot of them are sort of ones you know already, like mindfulness. So, yeah. But we're hoping that it will be practical, but also opening us up into...
And if you enjoy practicing regularly, we've got our Dharma nights, and this Tuesday we're starting a 10-week series, and it will be on the mind training. So you're most welcome to join us for the Dharma nights, which will be online. We've had them in person, but for the next series we will be back online. So you're most welcome to join us for that.
Can I jump in there?
Jump in there.
Okay, so if you've enjoyed Panyanita's teaching and leading, she's going to basically be leading that whole series, or most of that series. It's a passion of hers, so do come along. Anything else?
Did you want to say about mindfulness for health?
Yeah, well, partly I'd say, you know, if you're interested to see what we're doing, just sign up for our newsletter, our weekly newsletter, and you'll get the heads up. And particularly in this time of change, we've just had to change a whole lot of stuff that was going to be in person onto online. And it'll keep you up to date and give you an idea what's happening in person and online in the future. So one of the things we do, we're the only Breathwork Centre of Excellence, actually, that they gave that kite mark to. We do Mindfulness for Health and Mindfulness for Stress courses, and there's an online Mindfulness for Health course coming. So that's an 8-week structured course for people who want to explore how mindfulness can help in pain management and dealing with illness. And I think it's a fantastic course. Vidya Mala invented it, and I've taught it many, many times. People get a lot out of it. I'm not teaching this one, but I know that a lot of people find it really transformative. And I know there are a lot of people who are dealing with pain, illness, fatigue. Now, of course, there's long COVID as well. And I think anyone would benefit from that course. And if you know people who are new to meditation or just want to consolidate, maybe they've been using apps or something and they want to get a proper foundation, I'm going to be doing an online 6-week introduction to meditation in January, and I can't remember when it starts, but quite soon, mid-January.
And I think somebody from our group said that they enjoy sesshin. I think unless I come off this retreat and look at the news and find out something different, we're hoping that we will have a sesshin in person here on Saturday. So if you're local, there is a sesshin from 2 to 4 in the centre, in this very shrine, hopefully.
Led by Sudhajaya, who's another really great meditation teacher. So, anyway.
So go well. Take great care, and thank you so much for being here so fully and so wholeheartedly.
Yes, you make the retreat, isn't it? So thank you.